Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I'd like to discuss a topic that I'm thinking of adding to my blog. The title of this topic is, Am I Too Cool to Cry? The reason I'm bringing this up is because, as a father, I've watched my eldest son grow and change practically on a daily basis. Ever since the day he was born, I've been witnessing all of his milestones and accomplishments firsthand that my father never witnessed of me since he wasn't around. I especially remember the day he took his first steps while my wife was at work. I teared up a bit, but I didn't start full-on crying. This was a big difference compared to the tear parade my wife put on when I told and showed her his accomplishment, since I was able to video it, of course. I'll have to admit, though, that she was more upset about missing the moment than anything else. Regardless of why she was crying, I've noticed that many more moms show their emotions to their children than do fathers. I wonder, why is that? I've come to the conclusion that it may be that we are too cool to cry. I have no problems crying to a good movie when I'm alone, but the minute my wife or kids enter the picture, all the lovey-dovey, softy stuff just disappears. As men, we often think, hey, I'd like to maintain some form of manliness in the family, especially since I have two boys now. I think some of the misconceptions about showing emotions in that manner are that we would get less respect as a man from our wife and kids. That's actually not true. It actually takes more strength and courage to show emotions than not. The family may even look at you as a role model for strength and courage. Another conclusion I've found is that many dads still believe in being macho and withholding certain emotions in order to show how macho they are. I wouldn't say that I intentionally do this, but when I think about it, in hindsight, I unconsciously do it sometimes. I believe fathers can be macho and cool while still showing their vulnerability through crying. The respect we gain from our wife and kids has nothing to do with whether or not we cry. Unless it's excessive crying for everything, then that's a different story. But everything to do with us as a protector and provider for our family, trust me, has nothing to do with crying. Let me know what you all think about this week's episode in the comments section. Next week, we're going to tackle being a stay-at-home dad and how men and women view this, and just to get a perspective on both sides.